USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the impeachment inquiry continues in Congress, Democrats want to subpoena the Office of Management and Budget, Russell Vought, the acting director of the OMB. Now, he says he's not taking part in any of that process.
Yesterday's letter speaks for itself. We're not going to be a part of any sham process that's designed to relitigate the last election. When the American people spoke very clearly and soundly in saying that they want President Trump to be their president.
Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleen says the border problem is calming down and human smuggling has dropped at least 65%. McAleen also tells Fox and Friends that the facilities where the children are staying at the border is improving.
The facilities are incredible. We added 6,000 temporary spaces for families and children to have a much better situation so we don't have vulnerable populations in Border Patrol stations.
This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limo Imu,
Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the Colombian Foreign Minister deliver statements to the press following a closed meeting at the Department of State.
When I last visited Latin America in April, I explained the Trump administration's ultimate goal in the region, which is to cement a future of democracy, peace, and prosperity. As I said then, it's not an impossible dream, nor it is a foregone conclusion. We will all have to work on this together.
A 2020 presidential candidate is releasing his higher education plan. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden unveiling a higher education plan that includes 2 years of free community college. His campaign says giving free access to community college courses would cut the cost of 4-year degrees in half. Biden's plan would invest $50 billion in high-quality job training programs, would reduce student loan debt, and make more Pell Grants available.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The wife of a U.S. diplomat is back in the States after a fatal car crash in the U.K. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
British police say Anne Sekulis was on the wrong side of the road when she hit and killed 19-year-old Harry Dunn, his father, Tim Dunn.
She didn't mean to kill our son. It was an accident. I can forgive her for that. Forgive her for leaving. I don't know.
His parents say they don't want Sekulis' children to be deprived of their mother. They say they don't want to see her go to jail. They only want justice for their son.
NBA Commissioner Adam Stein has released another statement saying freedom of expression has defined the league and will continue to do so. This after the general manager of the Houston Rockets expressed his support for the protesters in Hong Kong. China retaliated by canceling all the NBA preseason broadcasts that were set to be in China. Silver points to diversity as one of the strengths of the NBA and says it won't regulate what players and employees say. Former NFL and Major League Baseball player Tim Tebow says, "We've always been about free speech and letting people speak their mind."
I think when people are convicted by things that are special, especially standing up for people and helping people that really need help, I'm a believer in that. And I'm a believer when you're, whatever the controversy is, whatever the backlash, if you believe what you're doing is right and you're doing it to help people, then I believe in people standing up for their convictions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.